Let us turn to 1 Peter.
我们来打开彼得前书。
1 Peter chapter
1. 一章。
1 Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书一章。
We will read from verse 13 to 16.
我们一起从13节到16节来读。
Therefore, gird your minds for action. Keep sober in spirit. Fix your hope completely on the grace to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, do not be conformed to the former lust, which were yours in your ignorance. But like the Holy One who called you, be holy yourself also in all your behavior, because it is written, you shall be holy, for I am holy.
你们要约束你们心，谨守，谨慎自守，专心盼望耶稣基督显现的时候所带给你们的恩。 你们既做顺民的儿女，就不要效法从前愚昧无知的时候那放纵私欲的样子。那招你们的既是圣洁，你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁，因为经上记着说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁。For
the past little while, we've been meditating in on the book of First Peter.
在过去的一小段时间里面，我们一直在思想彼得前书。
And in the previous message, we mentioned that suffering is Christian's lot.
在那个之前的那个信息，我们有讲到说，受苦是基督徒所必须经历的一个律。他的份。We
know that in Philippians, Paul says that. For to you it has been granted for Jesus Christ's sake that we not only believe in him but also to suffer with him.
在腓立比书说到，就是我们不单只要相信主，也要为他受苦。
And when the disciples came to the Lord Jesus and asked, Lord, well, we have given up everything to follow you.
当门徒们来到主耶稣面前说，我们已经把我们所有的都给你了。So
what is our reward?
然后我们要得到奖赏是什么？
And the Lord Jesus replied them.
然后主耶稣说,
you will receive 100-fold along with suffering.
你会得到
So as Christian, we need to come to terms of this experience of suffering.
所以作为基督徒，我们会遇到这个受苦的经验。
And some of you, you are struggling with adversity right now.
我们有一些人可能正在对着这个东西来正在挣扎。And
then you wonder, what are you going to do?
然后我们会在心里面想，我们应该要做什么。Now,
when Peter wrote First Peter,
当彼得写彼得前书,
the church in Asia Minor, they have undergone persecution under the Roman Empire.
那个时候小亚细亚的教会在这个罗马的帝国下面正在受到逼迫。
The question in that society, they discovered that they are being boycotted, they are being ostracized in their life.
在当时的基督徒，他们发现在他们日常生活当中，他们受到各种各样的逼迫。
And they are being treated as aliens. In other words, they do not belong to that society.
他们在社会当中被人家看作是 外邦的人，换句话来说，他们不属于那个社会。
And then Peter has already seen the writing on the wall that a big persecution is coming to the church.
然后彼得从墙上知道说将来会有一个大的逼迫要来到教会。
And that is why he wrote the epistle in here to warn the Christians.
他就是为什么彼得在这里写出这封信来警告 那些基督徒们。
To help them to prepare themselves for what is ahead of them.
然后帮助他们，让他们有个准备，什么在他在前面等着他们。
And in this epistle, Peter gives them principle so that they can lay hold of and be able to tackle with life.
在这里，在这封书信里面，彼得给予他们一些原则准则，让他们能够紧紧的握住，让他们用这个东西来对付生活中的问题。
And then in verse 13, the verse that we read in here, it says, therefore, gird your mind for action.
在13节，那里说到说，所以你们要约束你们的心。
Now, every time when it comes to this word, therefore, it is a conjunction.
每一次来到这个所以，这是一个连接词。
It indicated there is something, this is a logical conclusion of what has gone before it.
这是要说明说这是一个逻辑上的一个合理性，就是说跟着要发生是什么东西。
And actually what it means is that from verse 1 to verse 12, Paul has given us something very wonderful.
这就是说在第一节到第十二节，彼得给我们一些很奇妙的事情。
And then in verse 13, we have this word therefore as a conclusion.
这是为什么在第十三节我们有一个因此，所以作为一个结论。
So we can sum it up from verse 1 to 13 to 12 in this in a very quick manner.
所以通过这样的方式，我们能够很快的来从第一节到第十二节来做一个结论。
Verse 1 says that God has chosen us.
在第一节说到神来拣选我们。
And verse 2 says that God's choice is according to his foreknowledge.
第二节说到神的拣选是根据他全面的知识。
In fact, he chose us before the foundation of the world.
实际上他是在世界有根基之前就已经拣选了我们。
And verse 3 says that God has caused us to be born again into a living hope.
第三节说主拣召我们，让我们能够成为一个重生的一个基督徒。
And cause us to have a living hope.
让我们有一个活着的希望，盼望。
And verse 4 tells us that God is keeping an inheritance for us, which is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading.
然后在第五节说到神给我们准备一个永远不会消灭的产业。
And then in verse 5, it tells us that God is protecting us through faith as we believe in him so that we will not lose that inheritance.
然后下一节是说到神根据这个信心来保护我们，这样子我们就不会失去我们的信心。不是，失去我们的产业。哦，我们的产业，sorry。
And then from verse 6 to 7, it tells us that God is refining our faith by fire.
然后在第六、第七节说到神用火来试炼我们的信心。
So that the proof of our faith is more precious than gold.
这样子的话，我们的信心就比金子能够更加宝贵。
And then in verse 8, it tells us that even though we're in our trial,
在第八节说到，虽然我们在这试炼当中,
but we love him, we believe in him, and we rejoice in God.
但是我们爱他，我们相信他, 而且我们在神里面有喜悦。
And then from verse 10 to 12,
然后从第十节到第十二节,
it tells us that the prophets of the Old Testament and also the angels, they are on their tiptoe to see all the grace that God is going to bestow upon this people.
然后他讲到在旧约里面说的先知和天使，他们所要讲到那个。
They are on their tiptoe to sort of watch the manifold grace that God is going to bestow upon the people.
他们在那个时候就已经看到神将要 带给他百姓的一些荣耀。
Now, since we have this eternal inheritance that is imperishable and unfading,
既然我们已经有这个永远的产业是不会消失。
And we are promised with the resurrection of the body at the second coming of the Lord.
然后我们已经得到这应许，在神第二次来的时候，我们的身体将复活。
And in the meantime, eternal life here today for us to experience.
而且在同时，在我们的今天，我们就可以享受到那个永生的生命。
Peter then said, "Therefore, fix your hope completely in this grace."
所以彼得在这说因此你们，我们要把我们的眼目能够注视在神的那个身上，
他的
恩典身上。
Now, in other words, after Peter reminded the suffering Christian of all the wonderful things that God has prepared for them.
另外一句话就是说彼得那个提醒我们有这些的遭遇，可是同时。所有这些很美妙的东西也为我们而准备。
And then in verse 13, Peter gives these Christians the first command in this letter.
然后在第十三节，彼得开始给他们第一条的命令。
And the first command is hope in grace.
在恩典当中有希望，有盼望。
Fix your hope completely on the grace to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
专心盼望耶稣基督显现时候所带给你们的恩。
Now, what is the process of being a Christian?
成为一个基督徒的过程是怎样呢？
It is first God graciously and freely acting to save people.
首先，主靠他的恩典，然后来拣选我们这些人。
And then secondly, it is man hoping completely in that grace that God provides.
然后第二个是人在那个恩典当中存着那个盼望。
And that is the essence of Christianity.
那个是基督徒的真要。
Now, oftentimes when it comes to this term Christian hope, it implied a sense of contingency.
当我们通常我们当我们提到这个基督徒的盼望的时候，是讲到了那个contingency. 催促的感觉。
Meaning that after we exhaust all other options, and then we hope in Christ.
意思就是说，当我们其他的选择我们都已经没有办法了。然后这个是我们唯一的选择。
Now this kind of thinking carry a negative connotation.
其实这种思想带着一个负面的一个因素。
A proper attitude of Christian hope ought to be this.
一个正确的基督徒的盼望应该是这样子。
It should be a confident expectancy in God.
应该是我们有一个有自信的在神面前有那个盼望。
What is our Christian hope?
究竟什么是我们基督徒的盼望？
It is actually our faith projected out into the future.
这其实是那个未来我们所能看到的那个盼望。
It suggests an attitude of positive expectation and optimism that ought to prevail in our life.
然后这是讲到那个对未来那个积极的那个最优化的一个盼望吗？
Now the basis of our hope is dependent totally on the grace of God.
然后我们盼望的一个最基本的东西就是要建立在神的上面。
Now what do we need to do in order to help us to hope completely in the grace of God?
那我们应该要去怎么做来把我们的盼望建立在神的恩典上面？
In here Peter tells us that there are two ways that will stir up our hope.
在这里彼得告诉我们有两个事情能够激发我们那个盼望。
And the first one is that, that we need to gird up the loins of our mind.
第一件事情是说我们要把那个
心思要束要。
心思要约束。
And then the second one is to be sober.
第二件事就是要成为圣洁吗？
sober, 就是要清醒。
哦，清醒，清醒。
And I'm sorry that we pulled our brother the last minute up here. So, I mean, it's not totally his fault at all.
I'm sorry.
And so, in another words, these two, to gird up the loin of your mind and to be sober, they are subordinary command.
所以这两个其实是互相支持的一个命令，一个是要约束我们的心思，另外一个是让我们保持警醒。
And then, but these two subordinate command, it help us to get on with hoping in Christ.
但是这两个互相支持的命令能够帮助我们能够对神存着盼望。
Now, first of all, Peter began with the image of girding up the mind.
第一开始那个彼得给我们一幅图像，约束我们心思是什么样子。
Now it is a symbol of like in the old days when those people they have the long flowing rope that they would bring the rope up and tuck it into their belt on the waist.
然后这其实是像旧约的一幅图画，就是他们有个长长的袍子，他们把袍子下面要把它束到那个腰带那里。
And then the reason why they do that is because they are ready for action. They are ready to do something.
他们之所以会这么做，是因为他们已经准备好要去做一些事情了。
And Peter in here is advising the Christian to gird their minds.
所以在这里彼得那个告诉我们说，我们应该要约束我们的心思来准备去做事情。
It is the same way as the Jews in Egypt who were told by Moses.To get out of Egypt.
这其实跟当初那个埃及那个以色列人在埃及的时候，摩西告诉他们要准备出埃及了。
And then Moses told them that they are to eat the Passover meal in the state of readiness.
所以摩西告诉他们，你们在吃这个逾越节的那个宴席的时候，你们要准备好。
They are to move quickly when the angel of death pass over their houses.
然后当那个灭命的使者经过他们的房屋的时候，他们就应该要准备好要出发了。
So the Jews were to gird up their loin and then put on their sandal.
所以他们就要把他们的衣服束好，穿上他们的鞋子。
And then eat the Passover feast with the staff in hand.
而且要手里拿着杖来吃那个逾越节的宴席。
Waiting for the word to move out of Egypt.
然后等待那个要出发的那个指令。
And Peter is telling the Christian exactly the same way when he asked them to gird up their mind.
所以当彼得告诉我们要约束我们心思的时候，其实是在讲同一个事情。
And to gird up our mind is to bring our wandering thoughts into the captivity of Christ.
所以当我们要去约束我们的心思的时候，就是把我们那个会乱跑的心思来约束在神的那个约束下面。
To gird up our mind is to bring our rebellious thought, our presumptuous thought to Christ.
所以其实是要把我们那个会叛逆的思想把它交托给神。
So that we will not get sidetracked into something else.
所以我们并不会被其他东西所吸引过去。
So that we will not be caught up emotionally in the affairs of the world.
所以我们并不会说在这世界上那些情绪化的东西当中陷入进去。
The question is, what is the Christian mind supposed to be girded up with?
所以我们当问题是，究竟我们基督徒的心思怎么样才算是好的呢？
The mind of a Christian should be girded up with the truth.
所以我们基督徒的心思应该要被真理所约束。
Our Christian hope would happen when our mind is girded up with the truth.
所以当我们的心思被真理约束的时候，我们就有那个盼望。
And please remember when Peter wrote this letter, we have said that these Christians, they are going through afflictions and trials.
所以请你们记住，当彼得在写这卷书的时候，这些基督徒们是在经历过大的试炼、大的痛苦。
And when Peter asked them to gird up their mind,
所以当彼得告诉他们要约束他们心思的时候，
it's basically trying to tell them to understand the real reason behind their sufferings.
所以这其实是要告诉他们，他们这些经历苦难的真正意思，真正的命意义是什么。
Now the reality is that it is God putting them through fire.
所以这其实他们背后真正意义就是神把他们放在火中去试炼。
In order to test their faith.
去试炼他们的信心。
It is God who wants to use the trial that they are going through, to help them, to come up with, to produce a genuine faith.
所以是神希望他们经历过这些试炼之后能够产生那个信心。
And when these Christians gird their mind with this truth,
所以当他们用真理来约束他们的心思的时候，
then they will not be discouraged because of the suffering.
他们就不会因为他们所遭遇的困难而上当。
Now, if we want the hope to flourish in our heart,
所以如果我们希望有这样子的盼望在我们的心里面，
If we want to avoid falling into the lies of the enemy,
所以如果我们不希望跌入到仇敌欺骗里面，
We must gird up our mind with the truth,
我们一定要用真理来约束我们的心思，
Instead of being ignorant to the schemes of the devil,
这样子我们就不会从对那个仇敌的诡计来忽略了。
And it is the same way Paul mentioned it, described it in Ephesians 6.
这个在那个以弗所书六章保罗所描述的是一样的。
And Paul said that in order to fight against the wiles of the enemy.
为了要战胜那一个仇敌。
And we need to put on the full armor of God.
我们要穿上神给我们全副军装。
And one of the armor piece is, as he said it, to gird the loin or the waist with truth.
其中的一个军装就是要把我们那个心思约束吗？
It is referring to action we take based on what we know is true according to God's word.
这其实是在指着说基于我们所知道的那个真理，我们要把心思约束在那真理上面。
This is the only way we can combat against the lies of the enemy.
这是我们唯一一个能跟仇敌的谎言所做斗争的一个东西。
Brothers and sisters, if you are being tested in your faith today,
弟兄姐妹们，如果你们今天是被测试、被试炼，
How do you interpret the suffering that you are going through?
你要怎么去解读你所经历过的那些困难呢？
What do you think of your current trial?
你觉得你现在所经历的这些困难是什么意思呢？
Whose fault is it?
这究竟是谁的错呢？
On what basis do you explain your current trial?
要基于什么样的基础我们来这个解释我们所经历的困难呢？
Do you look at it from your own little perspective?
你是从你自己那个小小的那个角度来看这件事情吗？
Or do you view this thing from God's perspective?
还是说你从神的角度来看这件事情？
We must rest in the word of God.
我们一定要在神的话语当中休息。
The word of God must test all experiences.
神的话语要去试炼所有的经验。
In other words, we need to let the word of God to guide our pathway.
换句话来说，就是我们一定要让神的话语来带领我们的道路。
Just like the song we sang in 378.
就好像那个378首所说的诗歌。
Not what I wish to be, nor where I wish to go.
并不是照着我想做的，也不是照着我想要去的。
For who am I that I should choose my way?
我是什么人，我来拣选我的道路呢？
The Lord should choose for me.
主要来为我拣选道路。
It is better far, I know.
因为比我所知道的更好。
So let him beat me, go or stay.
所以让他来让我留或者是走，都凭着他的旨意。
In fact, the foundation of all Christian advancement is based on the truth.
所以其实我们所有的行动，我们都应该要基于这个真理。
Based on the word of God.
基于他的话语。
No, it is not just experience or vision, but the word.
这并不是只是经验或者是我们所看到的，但是这是神的话语。
Because it is the word of God that would keep us stable and steadfast.
因为只有神的话语能够让我们保持那个持定。
And when everything around you is shaking,
当你周围所有东西都在摇动的时候
you must go back to the word,
我们一定要回到神的话语当中
to know what is true,
知道什么才是真理
set your mind upon that truth,
然后把我们的心思放在那个真理上面
do not let the enemy to fool you into believing his cleverly designed lies,
我们不要被魔鬼所欺骗去相信他对我们所说的事情
now you may say that, well, I'm no fool, how would I bebe deceived by the enemy.
你可能会说我并不笨呢，我怎么会被仇敌所欺骗呢？
But there is one thing we ought to remind ourselves.
但是有一件事情我们一定要提醒我们自己。
The devil has two powerful allies working against us.
仇敌有两个同盟同阵。
同盟。
当他对付我们说他有两个同盟。
And the first ally of the devil is the world system.
Okay, 所以他第一个同盟是这个世界的体系。
And the second powerful ally of the devil is the flesh.
然后
your flesh.
他的第二个同盟就是我们的肉体。
And these two powerful allies, they always take the devil's side.
然后这两个同盟一直都是站在我们仇敌那一边。
With the purpose of bringing false and destructive idea to your mind.
他们是想把那些不好的、那些毁灭的、那些心思意念带给我们。
We need to remind ourselves what is true from God's perspective.
我们一定要提醒我们自己，从神的角度来看什么才是真理。
We need to ask what is the spiritual lesson God wants us to learn in our current suffering.
究竟在我们现在所经历的痛苦当中，神要我们学习的课程是什么？
Now in Peter told them that they need to grow in the true knowledge of God.
所以彼得告诉他们应该在神的真理里面成长。
And then he also told them that the source of his teaching is.
他也告诉我们究竟他的教导 的源头是什么。
And in 2 Peter verse 1, chapter 1 verse 16, Peter said, Therefore we did not follow cleverly designed myth when we make known to you the power and the coming of the Lord Jesus.
在彼得后书的一章十六节所说到，我们从前将我们主耶稣基督大能和他降临的事告诉你们，并不是随从乖巧捏造的虚言，乃是亲眼见过他的荣幸。
Yeah, good. And he said in here that he substantiated with two very important facts.
所以他说，神来供应我们是因着两个很重要的事实。
First of all, he is the eyewitness of the Lord Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration.
第一个他说他是神在变化山上变化时候那个目击人。
Peter saw the glorified Lord on the mountain.
所以那个彼得看到在山上神那个荣耀的显现。
It was a never to be forgotten experience for Peter.
对他来讲，这是永生不能忘记的经验。
Yes, he can never get over it.
他永远都不能够忘记。
And Peter said, you can be assured that we are the eyewitness of his glory.
所以彼得说，你们可以确信，就是我们是主耶稣那个荣耀的见证者。
But Peter did not stop there.
但是彼得并没有说停在那里。
Peter continued to say that, and we have the prophetic word made more sure.
我们因着有
verse
19. Verse 19. Okay. Okay. 所以我们有先知更确的预言。
Why did Peter add this statement?
为什么彼得要把这个东西加进来呢？
Isn't he being the eyewitness of the glorified Lord?Be sufficient enough?
难道他对那个主荣耀的身份的这个目击不足够吗？
What Peter is trying to say is this.
所以彼得想要说的是这样子。
If the vision does not agree with the word of God,
如果我们所看到的跟主的话语是不一样的话，
then the vision cannot be trusted.
然后我们所看到并不能被信任。
And What Peter is trying to tell us is this.
所以彼得想要告诉我们的就是现在这个东西。
What he ultimately rests his faith upon is not vision.
所以我们把我们信心所放的那个基础，那个基础并不是我们所能看到的。
But the word of God.
而是神的话语。
All our experiences have to be tested, tried, and verified based on the word of God.
所以我们所有的经历都要在神的话语面前经过验证。
It does not matter what our experiences has been and how glorious it may seem.
所以我们在人生当中所经历的，不管它是多么荣耀或者是多么的大，其实都不重要。
Sometimes ago, I heard a message from a preacher who, in the message, told the congregation about the reason for their church to move from one locality to another locality.
所以在之前，我有听过一个牧师。好，他在上面讲说，他们之所以从一个地方搬到另外一个地方的原因。
And in that message, the preacher start to mention about the vision that she saw.
在那一篇信息，他说到他所看见的异象。
I listened to the whole message. Oh, this is fascinating, you know. Seeing the vision, the Lord giving her the vision and the reason as to why to move.
然后当我听到的时候，我就觉得很神奇。然后神给他这样的意象，告诉他要从这里要移到那里去。
But after a little while, after I calmed down, I think, well, wait a minute. I did not hear too much about how she quote the word of God in the message.
可是当我冷静下来之后，我就想，等一下，我并没有看到神的话语能够印证他的意象。
Vision, past experiences do not supply stability in times of stress.
所以当在困难的时候。我们的意象并不能提供一个稳定性吗？
Good enough. The word of God does this for us.
但是神的话语却能够做这样的事情。
We must base our life on the foundation of the word of God.
我们一定要把我们的生活生命能够基于神的真理上面。
Therefore,We ought to know the word of God.
所以我们应该晓得神的话语。
We need to read the word of God.
我们要去读神的话语。
We need to reread the word of God.
我们要再一次的读神的
话语。We need to memorize the word of God.
我们要去记住神的话语。
We need to set our mind on the word of God in times of stress.
当我们受到困难的时候，我们要把我们的心思放到神的话语里面。
In times when we need wisdom.
当我们需要智慧的时候
，In times when we need direction in life，
当我们要需要知道我们生活中方向的时候
，Whatever the circumstances may be，
不管我们周边的环境是怎样
，You need the word of God to be your base。
我们一定要把神的话语当作我们的基础。
Peter in here said that we need to gird our mind for action。
所以彼得在这里说，我们要把约束我们的心思来去做行为。
We gotta have some kind. We have to take some action.
我们一定要去做出一些行动。
Now I think 2 weeks ago, our brother YC in here pointed out to us the importance of being a doer of God's word.
所以在两个星期之前YC 弟兄告诉我们说要做行道的，而不是听道的。
We cannot be a casual hearer of the word.
我们不可以对神的话语随便听听就好。
We need to be a doer of the word.
我们一定要做行道的。
Now the question is, what kind of action do we take in order that we become the doer of God's word?
但是下一个问题就是说，我们应该采取什么样的行动，这样子我们才可以去行道呢？
Last week, our brother Godwinson has given us a very important message regarding to it is finished by the Lord.
上个星期孙国的弟兄在这里给我们示范一个很重要的信息，说的是成了。
And he has given us and show us all the privileges that God the Son has gained for us.
所以他告诉我们也展示给我们看因着主耶稣基督我们所能获得的各种的权利。
Do you still remember that 6 points?
我们还记得那六点吗？
If you don't, that means first of all, you're only a casual hearer.
那如果你不记得的话，你有可能只是听听而已。
And even if you do, it also just simply tells us that you have a good memory only.
那就算你能够说出来，那也有可能是你有个很好的记忆力。
Our brother mentioned that we have the privilege at, in having the option of not sinning.
所以我们有这样，其实我们的弟兄告诉我们。
Because the Lord Jesus Christ has broken the power of sin and death.
因为主耶稣基督已经打破了死亡的权势。
And secondly, we have the privilege to enter within the veil to fellowship with the Lord.
所以第二个，我们也有这样的权利，能够没有那个派遣主格，就跟神有一个很好的交通。
And thirdly, we have the privilege of leading a victorious life over that of the enemy because the enemy was totally defeated.
然后第三个说是因着主耶稣已经打破死亡权势缘故，我们因此能够过得上一个有得胜的生命。
And then the fourth privilege for us is that we can fix our eyes upon Jesus, whom now God has set up for us as a standard and a model.
然后第四个说的是，因着神已经把主耶稣基督设为我们的榜样，设为我们的标准，我们现在可以把我们的眼目注视在他的身上。And
our great fifth privilege is that now the Holy Spirit dwells within us.
然后我们第五个很重要的权利就是，那个圣灵住在我们的里面。To
become our strength and our guide.
然后为我们提供方向，提供力量。
And the sixth privilege that our brother shared is that we have a living hope because the Lord Jesus is coming back as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
然后接下来这个权就是我们因为知道主耶稣将在未来将要回来到世界上面，因此我们有一个荣耀的盼望。
So to gird our mind for action.
所以我们要约束我们心思。
The first step we need to do is to know what are the privileges that God has won for us.
所以我们第一步需要知道是神所为我们赢得回来那些权利是什么。
And once we know it, then we need to set our minds on them.
当我们知道了，我们就把我们心思放在上面。
And we need to let our experiences be tested by these truths.
然后我们把我们所经历的东西 来被这些真理所试炼。
Now, last Friday night in our group sharing.
在上个星期五，在我们那个组的分享里面。
As we were sharing on the first privilege, and that is, the enemies, we are not under the power of sin.
然后当我们在分享我们所得到的第一个权利，也就是说，我们已经不在死亡的权势底下的时候。
And then one of the sisters remarked like this.
然后其中一个姐妹就说,
she said that, well, I've been finding that I am defeated all the time when sin tells me to do this and I'll do it.
然后我发现很多时候我都会被罪所打败，但他告诉我要去做什么的时候，我就会顺着去做什么。
Because she did not know that the Lord Jesus has accomplished a wonderful thing and we are, and it is to destroy or to condemn sin.
因为他并不知道主已经为我们成就了荣耀的事情，然后其实我们是可以去打败那个死亡权势。
But how do we actually take action to make sure that we stand on the truth?
那我们究竟要采取什么样的行动去确保我们是走在正确道上面呢？
That we are no longer under the dominion of sin.
然后我们从此以后不在死亡的罪的权势底下呢？
We are talking about spiritual battle here.
我们这里讲的是属灵的征战。
We are talking about taking action.
我们在讲去做行动。
We are talking about trying to be a doer of God's word.
我们在讲，我们要做神话语的行道者。
So what are we supposed to do?
所以我们应该要去做什么呢？
I think the first thing we need to do is to make sure that when we say that, I'm using this just an example to illustrate.
然后接下来我只是想拿这个例子来展示。
That when we say that we are no longer under the dominion of sin.
然后当我们说我们已经不在那个死亡或者罪恶的权势底下。
Because the Bible says so.
因为圣经这样告诉我们。
The Bible in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, it tells us that, O death, where is your victory?
在那个哥林多前书，他告诉我们，死亡权势。
你的得胜在哪里？ O death, where is your sting?
死亡，你的得胜在哪里？
And your
你的毒钩在哪里？ 对，毒钩在哪里？
And the sting of death is sin.
然后这个 死亡毒钩就是罪。
And the power of sin is the law.
然后神的神的那个罪的权势是律法。
But then again, we thanks to God who give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
然后我们因着我们向神感谢，因为他所给我们那个胜利。
Now we then ask, why did God's how or what did God do to set us free from the power of sin?
那我们接下来就会问说，神做了什么能够把我们从死亡当中释放出来
？Yeah, the Bible tells us that it is through Christ that we have the victory.
是的，圣经告诉我们是通过基督我们有这个胜利。
Now then, if we then come back to the enemy and say, let's take a look at Romans chapter 8 verse 3.
我们来看一下那个罗马书八章三节。
And it says in there, for what the law could not do, weak as it is through the flesh, God did.
然后律法经肉体软弱就所不能行的神称。
Sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and offering up as a sin, he condemned or he destroyed sin in the flesh.
神就差遣自己的儿子成为罪身的形状，做了赎罪祭，在肉体中定了罪案。
There we have it. It tells us clearly that God destroys sin's control over us by giving his son as a sacrifice for our sin.
在这里我们就能很清楚地看见说，神差遣自己的儿子，然后做了他赎罪祭，因此 就有那个胜利，对死亡的胜利。
And then we ask, how did the Lord Jesus condemn sin?
然后我们接下来就说主是怎么判断那个死亡。
What happened when the Lord Jesus shouted out, it is finished?
当主大喊着说成了的时候，什么东西发生了呢？
And it is recorded in Romans 6:6.
然后这个是在记录在罗马书六章六节。
Our old sinful self was crucified.
我们的旧人和他同钉十字架。
With Christ, so that sin might lose its power in our life.
所以死罪灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
Yes, we are no longer sin slave to sin.
是的，我们从此以后不再是罪的奴仆。
Now the meaning of sin loses power.
那个罪失去他权势的意思是
，It is like that wild beast called sin who has been making us his little slave now has already lost its power.
就好像那一个野兽，它的名字叫做罪，然后它从前它是把我们作为它的奴仆，可是如今它已经失去了它的权势。
We need to know what God the Son has done on that cross.
我们一定要知道神的儿子在十字架上为我们所成就的是什么。
It tells us that he has defeated this wild beast called sin.
他告诉我们他已经打败了这个野兽。
He has rendered it powerless.
他已经把他的那个所有的权势都解除了。
He has brought the sin to nothing.
他把罪已经是完全打破了。
And he has annul or make void the sin.
Oh, sorry.
是他没有作用。
死亡已经没有作用，罪已经没有作用。
In the past, sin was our master.
在过去罪是我们的主人。
We are its little slave.
然后我们是他的奴仆。
And when sin asks us to jump, we say how high.
然后当罪叫我们去跳的时候呢，我们一定要照着做。
Why is that?
为什么会这样子呢？
Because we were a little slave of sin.
因为我们是他奴仆。
But now we know the truth according to the word of God.
但是如今靠着神的话语，我们知道真理是什么。
Our sister shared with us, he said that this is a wonderful thing. Then from now on, when sin asks me to do something, I'll say, who are you?
所以我们的姐妹告诉我说，这实在是件很奇妙的事情。从今以后，当罪恶叫我们做事情的时候，我就可以问他说：“你是谁？算什么？”
Brother and sister, I'm just trying to use this just one little point to demonstrate to us as to what does it mean by actually taking actions so that in combat we are victorious.
我只是想用这个小小例子来说明说，究竟当在处在这属灵的斗争里面，我们所要做的是什么呢？
If we do not know the truth from the word of God,
如果我们不知道神的真实话语，
If we are not familiar with the full armor of Christ,
如果我们并不清楚基督所给我们的全副的
装甲， And then when the enemy come and confront us,
如果然后当那个仇敌来到我们的面前，
we will get all wiped out.
我们就会被清扫出去。
So we need to gird up our mind with the truth.
所以我们一定要用真理来约束我们的心思。
And then the next thing is we need to keep sober.
第二件事就是我们要保持清醒。
What does it mean to keep sober in real life?
究竟在真实生活当中保持清醒是什么意思呢？
It means that we do not want our mind to drain in things that numbs the mind and our heart to the value of God's grace.
所以我们并不想在那些使我们失去对神那个价值的东西里面沉溺在里面。
What can drunkenness do to you?
究竟这个沉溺对我们来讲是什么有什么意思呢？
Drunkenness is the 醉酒。
哦，醉酒，醉酒。
Drunkenness distort reality by making us numb to the truth of God.
所以醉酒会使我们对神的那个真实价值发生扭曲。
You wonder how can I get drunk so that my vision of the Lord become blur.
然后你会在想究竟我要怎么样的醉酒这样子那个我对神的那个意象
就模糊了。
就模糊了。
Dear brothers and sisters, today the world is flooding Christians' mind with its own value system.
今天这个世界把他的价值观输到我们的里面。
And its own value system is contrary to the Christian way.
而他的价值观跟我们基督徒所当行的路是相反的。
And the devil is putting in falsehood, not only in the minds of the unbeliever, but also it tried to desensitize God's children with the value system of the world.
所以借着这个世界观仇敌并不单只在欺骗这些世人，也在欺骗我们这些基督徒。
There are many things that we casually read from the web that would tempt our flesh.
所以，其实当我们在浏览网页的时候，很有可能我们也会被在里面的一些吸引所引诱。
Now, there's this one time I don't know what I did, but all of a sudden my default web page is no longer the one that I set up for myself.
然后有一次我发现我本来设为主页的那个网址突然间 不再是主页了。
And then I said, well, okay, so I'll then go back to my default web page.
然后我说好吧，那我就回到我的主页。
But every time when I turn on my computer, that other web page come out.
可是每一次当我再打开的时候，那个另外那个网页就会又呈现在我的面前。
And that web page talked about the, you know, they took picture of the stars in their private life and all of those other crap.
然后那一个网页讲的是一些很八卦的东西。
Right. And then I said, well, okay, I'm not going to bother. So I click and then I get into my default web page.
然后我想我就不理他，然后我就回到我的那个主页。
But as this thing go on for a while, I find that you know that web page always pops up and is becoming very annoying.
可是我发现，当我在继续浏览的时候，那一个我不想要的网页就常常就会又弹出到我面前来。
I was going to call Sam and ask him to deal with this thing for me in my computer.
然后我就想问 Sam 来帮忙处理这件事情。
But then again.He's always not there, so I said, okay, let me try to fix it up myself.
但是因为他不在这里，所以我就想，好吧，我自己来试试看。
And I took the effort and I learned to just override that default web page with mine.
然后我就自己尝试着，然后我知道怎么去覆盖它，重写它。
What am I trying to say in here?
所以我在这里想说是什么呢?
My concern with this is not that I might be tempted into sinning against my Lord.
我在这里所要关心的并不是说我会被罪所吸引。
My concern is way before that.
其实我的那个关心是比这更大。
My concern is how to maximize hope in the grace of God in my heart.
我所关心的是究竟在恩典当中我们要怎么把我们对神的盼望最大化。
Now, if I allow myself to constantly drain in those crap,
如果我允许自己在那些垃圾当中来去陶醉在里面的话，
my passion for the truth will diminish.
然后我对真理的那个追求也许就会暗淡下来。
And that is the issue for me.
然后对我来讲，那个才是真正的问题。
That is why we need to learn to cut it off at its bud.
这就是为什么我们要在最开始最根本的时候就把它给砍掉。
那个苗就是最要的。
就是最开就是那个苗就在还是个小苗的时候就把它砍掉。
If you want to hop completely in the grace of God,
如果我们希望在神的恩典里面完全的去盼望，
The Lord will show you the kind of things that you need to cut off in your life in order that you can become you can maximize the grace that you learn from the Lord.
然后在实际生活当中，神会就会让你看到一些东西，你是要去砍除它，这样子你才能够把神给你的恩典最大化。
The point is this.
我想说的就是这个。
We need to know what lumps our mind to God and avoid it.
我们要知道什么东西拖着我们在神的面前拖着我们。
We need to stay.Sober for the sake of the full and compassionate hope in God.
然后我们一定要保持清醒，为着那一个那个荣耀那个盼望。
Now the great concern of God in this passage is that we should not be just a moderate hopper.
在这里存一个很大的关心，就是我们不要只成为一个。一个有希望的人，有盼望的人。
Okay, we should not have a half-hoping heart.
我们并不能只存一个半信的信心。
We must fully engage our heart to hope in Christ.
我们一定要把我们所有的盼望都放在主的里面。
And that is why Peter in here he said that being sober, we then need to hope completely.
这是为什么彼得告诉我们我们要清醒然后在他的里面存着完全的信心。
We need to, what does it mean by to hope completely?
什么叫做完全的盼望完全信心
?Or to hope fully.
所以有那个存着完全的盼望。
It means that we hope, we put our hope in God without reservation.
所以这就是说借着那个复活我们能够有完全信心。
Without reservation.
Oh, 没有保留 sorry.
With no strength attached.
没有条件
We can then hope thoroughly on the grace that is to be brought to us at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
然后因着主耶稣给我们的启示我们可以完全的有相信。
对。We don't hope on God's word and something else.
然后我们并不希望我们对神保持有盼望同时我们也有盼望其他东西。
Such as our own little scheming.
就像我们自己的一些聪明。
This is what Jacob did when he made his plan to meet with his brother Esau in his returning trip to Bethel.
这就是当雅各将要去看到他的拜访他的哥哥的时候他所做的事情。
On one hand, he prayed to God for help.
一方面他向神祈求。
But in the meantime, he schemed his way through in meeting Esau.
但是另一方面他有自己的打算自己的聪明。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
when are you going to stop?
什么时候你要去停止
your little self effort?
你自己努力呢
when are you going to abandon your own opinion?
什么时候你才能放弃你自己的思想呢
？When are you going to resign even yourself？
什么时候你才能够
totally to the Lord？
什么时候你才能把你自己完全在神的面前放下呢
？When are you going to learn for in a real way to let the Lord lead your life？
什么时候我们才能在真实的生活当中能够让主来引领我们呢
？A divided heart fills us with darkness。
然后在一个圣洁的心在
divided heart。
在
A divided heart fills us with darkness.
在黑暗当中 那一个
It fills us with confusion.
它让我们会觉得有困惑。
It creates unnecessary stress in our life.
在我们生活当中会有很多不必要的一些压力。
All because of the fact that your heart is not totally for the Lord.
这些东西的发生都是因为我们的心并没有完全放在主的面前。
And that is why the Lord Jesus said,
这是为什么主耶稣说
If the eye is single, the whole body is full of light.
如果你的那个眼睛专一的话你整个身体都会
蛮有光。
对，蛮有光。
But if your eyes is evil, meaning dual,
那如果你的眼睛是邪恶的话
How great is that darkness?
那你里面的黑暗是何等的大
If you are confused right now with your life
如果在生活当中你觉得很困惑
It just simply proves one little thing
它只是证明了一件小事情
That means you are not hoping completely on what God has said
你并没有对着神所告诉你的东西存着完全的信心。
It means that you have already strayed from the Lord because you put your hope somewhere else.
所以你从这个神给你的信心当中迷失了，是因为你把你的那个信心放在一些其他的东西里面。
So Peter said in his first word, and that is to fix our hope completely on the grace.
所以彼得告诉我们要把我们所有的盼望放到神的那里。
Now, if we do that,
如果我们做这样的事情
then we will be like the lost sailor.
就是那个船员。
我们就会像一个船员。
We will be like the lost sailor.
那个迷失的船员。
Who have been struggling in the raging sea.
然后在那个大风大雨里面那个挣扎。
And then we turn our eyes upon Jesus.
然后我们把我们的眼目转向到主耶稣面前。
And then finally we discover our right direction in life.
然后我们突然间就发现了我们生活当中正确的那个方向。
Now because of the time I need to stop here.
因为时间关系我要停在这里。
Let us bow for a word of prayer.
让我们低头祷告。
Dear Lord, we are so thankful that you love us.
主啊，我们是何能感谢你，因为你爱我们。
And you have prepared a wonderful salvation for us.
因为你为我们预备一个何等大的救恩。
And you ask us to fix our hope completely in the grace, in the grace that is to be brought to us.
你要求我们因着那个将要来的那个恩典，我们把我们的所有的信心能够放在你的里面。
When you come back, we will not be found ashamed.
当你回来的时候，我们并不会觉得羞耻。
You remind us that we need to gird our mind with the truth.
主啊，你提醒我们要用真理来约束我们的心思。
You remind us to be sober.
我们要保持警醒。
So that Lord, we would be able to maximize the hope that you have given us.
这样子我们才能存着最大的信心在你的恩典里面。
We pray that you would continue to work in our life.
我们祷告说你能够持续在我们生命里面做工。
Help us to look beyond our current sufferings.
然后帮助我们去不要专注在自己所遇到的困难里面。
So that we can understand the real reason for our, the test of our faith.
这样子我们才能够真正的明白我们生活中所经历那些困难的意义是什么。
So that we will not be discouraged in our trial.
这样子我们就不会气馁。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们靠主耶稣的名求。阿门。
Amen.